Such a time as this. This is a special edition of Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I know some of y'all just throwed off, like, what is King doing on the airwaves on a Wednesday? Well, I'm on the airwaves because I was able to pull some strings. You know, there's some folks that you don't want to have on your show no more, and there's other folks that you got to beg to get on your show. But when you talk right, they'll come on. And I'm blessed to have a friend such as that I say, hey, man, I need you to talk on this subject. I am not an expert in it. I just am an expert in my little world, my small little planet on impacting life. But I said, this brother right here is an expert, the foremost expert in financial literacy, financial preparedness, get your life rightness, and all of that. Let me just tell you what Dr. Dunlap has done in founding PRF. And PRF is a tremendous institute that he founded. It's called Possessions, Resources, and Finances. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And the PRF Institute is blessed to be a premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. They offer a transformative teaching model that incorporates the theory and practice of conflict transformation to help communities better understand the interconnected relationship between financial, spiritual, and physical needs. PRF is designed to reach faith and non-faith communities because all God's people deserve to live life more abundantly. And having Dr. Dunlap on the show, I said, listen, there's getting ready to be some financial stimuli coming into folks' life, right? Ain't nobody had to wake up early for nothing. There's about to be some stimuluses happening. And I wanted Dr. Dunlap because he is, like I said, the one of the nation's leading experts on this topic. I said, brother, you know this in and out. And we got together back in April of 2020 to talk about these subjects. And, you know, some people received it and others was just like, yeah, I hear y'all, but give me my check. Give my check. So I said, Dr. Dunlap, I want you to come back, bro. I want you to come back and speak to our audience, which has grown since the last time the Dr. Dunlap was here. And so the man that I have dubbed the Doctor of Preparedness is with us tonight, the Reverend Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. Welcome, Doctor.
Good evening. Thank you, sir. You are too kind. Like I said last time, I'm going to have to take you on a road with me.
Oh, yeah. I'll be your hype man, brother. I'll be the intro dude. Yeah. So
Doctor, indeed a pleasure.
Yes,
indeed
sir.
Indeed a pleasure.
Doctor, and it's always good to have someone of your caliber and status on. Sometimes when us laymen talk about things, people are like, yeah, but I said that's why I want to bring people on here that have the credentials, have the experience, have the know-how, have the passion and the heart. And you have all of that. And one of the things that I have watched over our relationship is your consistency. Remember, I was talking to you just a few minutes ago about podcast consistency. You've been consistent. Your message has been consistent all the time. And I wanted to bring our Impacting Life family together and blast this out amongst our multiple networks so that people could get maybe, you know, listen, that maybe some of y'all checks just hit. Maybe some of y'all bank accounts just got a little more flush. And I said, man, let me bring the expert on here to give us some insights on things that we need to begin to consider. Whether you're 20 or whether you're 60 or 80, that's why I have you on here. So, Dr. Dunlap, I know you're no stranger to this show, but just reintroduce yourself again. Tell everybody, you know, you got like 15 degrees, you know, all the stuff you got, brother. Give an introduction to Dr. Nate Dunlap.
Listen, again, thank you for the opportunity just to pick my brain a little bit and to share what little bit I happen to know about this thing called this stimulus check. Native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, served in the United States Army, non-commissioned officer as well as commissioned officer. got involved in this work of PRF over almost 13 years ago, is when it officially became a quote unquote a thing. And really it was born and birthed out of pain, out of what I was seeing not happening within the church realm. And God has taken us on a very wild and crazy journey in almost 13 years and impacting a whole bunch of people's lives through these principles that we call PRF, possessions, resources, and finances. And after working in this vineyard for so long, not just myself, but the rest of those who participate and are on our team, the volunteers, the staff, the board, the advisory council, all of them I give homage to, we realize that one thing is not going to change, that God's principles of stewardship are not going to change because we want to do something different. And so we started off as a financial-based teaching ministry. It was really just about the money because we were seeing money as the issue. And then when God started revealing to us that it was about stewardship and how do we take care of the possessions, the resources, and finances that he's given to us, man, things changed. Things changed. So we're excited to be here. I'm ready to get into it and share whatever I can share that can help people get to a better place. Because as you mentioned, John 10:10 is in effect. You know, Lord said, I come to give life and give it more abundantly. Well, we can't have more abundant life unless you have abundant life. And too many people are broke, busted, and disgusted for various amounts of reasons. And so if we can deal with those things, then we can position people to become more abundantly.
Well, that's powerful. And also, thank you, Greg, for putting his website and stuff out to our live audience. We have a special edition tonight with the great Dr. Nate Dunlap. He's also the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, an inspiration to leave a legacy. And he's also the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity. And so you can get those books at Amazon or reach out to Dr. Dunlap at his various outreaches. And that's what I'd like to know next, Doctor. How do you like people to contact you and contact PRF?
Sure. We can be contacted through our website, prfinstitute.org. Always call 267-437-7999 or email admin@prfinstitute.org. So any of those three methods. And of course, through Facebook. So right. If you happen to see Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. on Facebook, reach out to us there.
Yeah, he's stepping up his social media game, too. I mean, he's looking all suave in his new pictures now. I said, oh, boy, the doctor getting on there now, huh? Yeah. You know, because, you know, them Army guys, we got to cut him a little slack, you know, because, you know, he was an officer, too. So I said, okay, he got the suaveness going on. You know, Doctor, here's where we are. We just crossed, I guess, some anniversaries relative to COVID. You know, when all this broke loose, I just watched it, and I put that in the group that you and I are in. Have you watched that documentary, Last Chance University?
Not yet.
Oh man, you got to watch it. It's such a great documentary about these kids that they weren't either not academically good enough or skill set good enough to play D1 basketball. So they went to this community college which had 30,000 kids there. And so they had a basketball program, and those kids were like 27-1, getting ready to go to the state. The coach had turned the program around, and then in the documentary leads you all the way up to them getting on the bus to go to the state championship, and they said, got to get off the bus. It was kind of like eerie to go back and look, you know, a year ago when this went down, how all of our lives changed. You know, how COVID did not give us an opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not ready. I need to get my generator together or whatever. You know something about a generator, don't you, Doctor?
Lord have mercy.
So you got some bad weather going on there, and you get, what were you doing today?
Oh my goodness, preparing. I didn't start today. I started yesterday, but I didn't really start yesterday. I started way before yesterday. I just had to prepare for this storm today on yesterday.
Right, right. And that's coming our way, too, here in Eastern Carolina. So we'll keep Dr. Dunlap and his family in prayer and all the folks down there in Georgia, right? That's where you are?
Alabama and Georgia. We're close enough.
Yeah, it's the same thing, you know. Roll Tide. That's what I'm supposed to say, right?
No. I guess I'm closer to Auburn, but
okay.
You know, War Eagle, maybe. I don't have a dog in that fight.
I'm with you. So let's get down to it, ladies and gentlemen. I asked Dr. Dunlap to give us some insights. He covers financial healing, stewardship. He talks some spiritual issues relative to tithing out of law or love. He also discusses will or will you not. Do you have your last will and testament and all other affairs in order? He talks about credit and debt are first cousins. And then he goes on to say planning and saving are next door neighbors. And so what, in your opinion, doctor, has the past 12 months since you and I last collaborated, what has it taught? What has it exposed to you relative to financial preparedness?
I'm going to be good tonight.
Now, I told you, you can just scrub up and put your gloves on, brother. You got it.
One of the things that has taught me personally is that as you go and you make the necessary preparations, that God's presence is different. Mm-hmm. See, it's different, and I just go straight to the juggle it, right? It's different when God says, I need you to do these things, and you do those things, and then a monkey wrench gets thrown into the mix. You have an assurance that God is with me, not just because you've been taught this or it's come from the pulpit, but because you know you've done your part. Mm. And so the situation we were dealing with today, mm-hmm. It's taught me that the one of the greatest things came out today. So I'm just going to put me out there.
Go ahead.
So last year around this time, we had some bad weather. And I remember getting up and going out the next morning, doing my walk through the neighborhood. And I was telling everybody that, and this, I think this may have been before we did the 12 days of kingdom preparedness. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I remember that the ground was almost totally dry. You could not tell that there had been the same type of storms that we may be dealing with today. Sunny, bright. And what came to me by the Spirit of the Lord was that after the storm blows over, people don't think that they need to do any preparation. Mm. And I said, listen, some people got a little devastation right now. This was last year.
Right.
I said, but look at what's around me, right? The ground is dry, birds are chirping, the sun is bright, couldn't even tell. I said, the most dangerous thing that people can do is believing that when God gives grace to pass over your house, mm-hmm. to pass over your home, to pass mm-hmm. over your city, to go a roundabout way, coming from Exodus, right? Go a roundabout way.
Yes, sir.
That's not the time for us to be like, oh, we good now. It's kind of like what Dr. Fauci said the other day. Mm-hmm. Maybe he said the other day. I don't know when he said it. But you don't get to the fifth yard line and then spike the ball.
Right.
What are you doing? You ain't scored the touchdown yet.
Right. Right.
Right. And so I was saying last year, because, you know, you said consistency, so I'm gonna be like John. I'm going to keep speaking the same things over and over and over.
Right.
If you didn't go through a whole bunch of devastation with that last storm, but you know you didn't have a flashlight. Mm. You know you didn't have batteries. You know you didn't have a generator.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You know you didn't have some stuff together.
Right.
Don't spike the ball at the fifth yard line. Mm. Go ahead and get those things so that should another situation come, should that big old linebacker get close to you like, oh my goodness, let me go ahead and get these next 5 yards.
Right.
Then you can rest assured that you're going to get over the goal line.
Right, right.
So that's what it's taught. Well, I mean, that's one of the things that it's taught me. It's like, listen, procrastination ain't biblical.
Yeah. Oh, man. All y'all church folks just puckered up in the pew a little bit there. Let me tell you this. I must confess, and since Dr. Nate Dunlap, our guest, is also a pastor, I must confess, Dr. Dunlap, I've been in this area 27 years. I've ridden out every hurricane. And let me tell you, every hurricane I say, I'm going to get a generator. Every hurricane. Well, you don't get it. The time to get a generator is not right as hurricane season spinning up or when there's one off the coast.
Correct.
Because those folks at Lowe's know that. And a $450 generator goes up to $700 and $1,000.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, right. So now that I own the ranch, I'm like, okay, I got a little bit more, I got a little bit more responsibility here. And you know, your insurance never pays for everything. And I ain't trying to leave and have people loot my house. I'll send my wife and kids away, but I'm staying. And so this is Dr. Dunlap. This is the year where I'm not going to ride out a hurricane again in the dark.
Yeah. And can I share this with us?
Yes.
I'm going to be totally transparent.
Right.
So probably about 3 weeks ago, we had some not so pleasant weather. And I remember getting on Facebook, doing a Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about something and then somehow it came up and I said, you know what? I said, I'm telling y'all right now, by the end of this week, I said, I was talking to my man, Daryl, who lives in Montgomery. And we were talking about generators and Daryl's like, listen, I'm going to get one. I'm like, man, I'm going to get one too. Daryl got one. Was like, hey, I got my generator. Chick, chick, here go the picture. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get mine tomorrow. Well, guess what? I procrastinated.
Right.
Shame on me.
Right.
Right. I procrastinated. So then a couple weeks ago, it was in Lowe's and Home Depot. And it's like, oh man, this thing is on sale. Oh, this one is better than the Home Depot price. Oh, snap. I ain't got a truck with me right now. So you know what? Okay. I'm going to go home. And I didn't do it. Mm. So let me tell you. So yesterday I go like, you know what? I ain't playing because I remember what I said to everybody online. I spoke it and I got convicted by God that I spoke something and didn't follow through with it.
Okay.
So I went and bought a generator yesterday and got all the stuff to go with it. Picked it up this morning. Decided to make sure I had everything working. This is a lesson for everybody.
Right, right.
Had to make sure that everything was working. Oh my goodness, the box didn't tell me I needed to get oil.
Oops.
So I had to go run back out to get some quarts of oil.
Right.
Because it wouldn't start without oil. The quick start says these 12 steps. Step number 4, put oil in. Step number 5, do not go to the next step. Unless you put oil in.
Without oil, you're done.
The instructions that we often get are really clear cut. Yeah. And if you follow the instructions of the Bible, the instructions of the Torah, the instructions of the Quran, whatever it is, right, that your faith group is, the instructions of the instruction manual for the refrigerator, the TV, the dog on your car, whatever it is, you should be better off. Right. So let me tell you what happened. God gave me a lesson today up until about 8:25.
Had me nervous.
Listen. I tried to set this thing up, man. I followed the instructions, went outside. Thing wouldn't. What in the world? Listen, I know I'm doing everything right.
Right.
I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything according to the instructions. But it would not start. Let me tell you what I saw that as, because I got people on the phone. I said, listen, I need somebody. Well, we'll call you back. They called me back at 6 to 7. I'm on the phone with them. We still working on this thing. Take this screw off. Listen, I spent $750 on this generator.
You expect it to work.
All I want to do is put the oil in it, the gas, the propane.
Right. Let's go.
And let's do it. But guess what God had to do? He had to teach me a lesson because I should have been had the generator.
Right.
I had plenty of opportunities to get the generator.
Right.
And so God had to let me know. And listen, I know it because I should not have been going through this today.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I should not have been. And guess what? Now these folks from this store is coming to the house because, you know, I'm consistent and right. persistent.
Right.
So they coming. I don't care. No, we're not delivering nothing tomorrow.
Right.
In the middle of all this stuff. Somebody going to come out here tonight. So they're going to bring another one out here, take this other one away. I'm saying all that to us.
Right.
Because God continues to give us opportunities.
Right.
And when he gives us opportunities, it's for us. I got a book about the Black Panther Party. It's called Seize the Time. Mm-hmm. We got to seize the time. We got to seize the moments.
Right. And, you know, you're almost speaking like, you know, speaking to me directly, because like I said, you know, there's been times when, you know, Hurricane Florence was on the horizon. That was the one I rolled out that I wish I had a left or at least had a generator. And when I went to go try to find one, you know, as it's approaching, you know, the coast, there was none to be found, you know? And so, you know, I'm like, okay, God has given me, since that time till now, he's given me so much space and grace. He's enlarged my borders. You know what I mean? He's given me more finances. And I'm just like, okay, how many more excuses am I going to make for not being ready for, because hurricane season done started here in Eastern Carolina, brother? How many more excuses am I going to make? And will I find myself again, you know, scurrying to the store because I just simply wasn't prepared? And I guess that kind of, you know, segues us into, you know, what we're seeing now. You know, you and I talked about this back in April. We were together in April, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, stimulus was a thing back then. But we were talking preparedness, and you did 12 lessons on preparedness, on every different facet of preparedness. And here we are now, where we've seen several stimulus checks injected into the economy. And some people who are, you know, just like without hope, you know, they're trying to take this now and get back on their feet. And I'm not necessarily trying to call those folks out. All right. But what I am trying to do is for that other population, which is a wide population of folks that continue to work, that continue to get a paycheck, and now they're getting a stimulus and they're going to blow it on the pleasantries of life and use justifications like, well, it's been a hard year, or I deserve to now go out and blow this money. And I need you to speak to that group, man, because we joked offline, y'all. We said some folks, I said it, doctor, don't be mad at the doctor, be mad at me. I said some folks done already post-dated the check before it even showed that it's going to be in your account. Hey, man, I'm writing this check in faith, and you ain't had no money in the bank. But we see on the other side, Dr. Dunlap has talked about folks having to do GoFundMes to do a funeral. And, you know, people's with their last directives. Nobody knows what to do. Should I pull the plug or should I? And we don't have our affairs in order. I'm going to set the stage and I'm going to sit back and hush for a minute.
I'm following off you. I'm following the vibe tonight. So I break it down into two groups. Just like you did. The ones who need it and the ones who could use it. That's how I like to say it.
Nice.
The ones who need it and the ones who can use it.
Good.
I fall into the category of the ones who could use it.
Right.
Now, so let's deal with the ones who, can I deal with the ones who need it first?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Let me deal with the ones who need it. There are people that have gone through a very, very difficult time as a result of not COVID-19, as a result of not being prepared.
Y'all thought y'all was getting out of that one. Go ahead, doctor.
Now, as I say that, I'm going to be real pastoral tonight.
I am.
As I say that, I don't fault individuals who are without knowledge. I kick those in the butt or kick them in the teeth, those who have knowledge and don't share knowledge with individuals within their sphere of influence.
Right.
you cannot be a pastoral figure and think that it's all about just salvation from a Christian perspective.
Right.
If that's the case, then once they get saved, they don't ask them for no money.
Right.
Because their mission has been accomplished.
Right.
Right. Don't ask them to come to church. Mission's been accomplished.
Right.
Right. Don't ask them to support your anniversary. Mission's been accomplished.
Ooh.
But we know that that's not reality, because there's other stuff that has to go on in people's lives.
Right.
So we have people who live in poverty. And those of y'all who don't know, you check out our website, you see we have an initiative called the Poverty Redux Initiative. We're slapping poverty in the face. Individuals who are living in poverty always don't want to just be there. Sometimes people are there because of various circumstances. If I could take it to a biblical text, in the 8th chapter of Acts, there's an account of this Ethiopian eunuch,
right?
Treasurer of Ethiopia, handled the money. And this eunuch is reading from the scroll of Isaiah. Philip actually goes to this person and asks a question. What are you reading?
Right.
Do you understand what you're reading? The eunuch replies, "How can I understand unless somebody teaches me?"
That's right.
You can pull different translations if you want to, but that's right.
Yeah.
So Philip took the opportunity, knowing that the eunuch was reading something, but didn't understand. A whole different relationship developed with just two people. The spiritual things that happened led to even baptism.
Right. That's right.
And then after that, Philip went his way, went their way. That's what we should be doing. So you got folk that just don't know, but somehow there's individuals who do know, who have degrees on the wall.
Right.
Who's been to seminary, who's been doing this, walking this pastoral road for 50 years, but are not giving the people what they need. So I say this, anybody who has been on the receiving end of bad leadership, bad pastorship, bad teaching, I ain't got nothing to say about how they do with their money. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing negative. And I dare anybody else to say something negative, because then I'm going to ask what you've been doing. All right. So I'm going to get off that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now let's talk about those who could use it.
Yes.
Right. There's plenty of us who may have had a little bump in the road last year, and then things got back on track, or things got better, or all of a sudden all those unemployment checks kicked in all at one time, and $9,000, $10,000, $11,000. It's been happening.
Right.
There's things that God has been gracious to us about that I just believe, Brother King, that some folk just are not paying attention to it. So hopefully they're watching this from 10 countries around the world.
Right. Yeah, man.
Hope they're paying attention, because when God gives opportunity after opportunity, especially when it comes to stuff like this, it's up to us to make sure we're grabbing the bull by the horns. So here's what I would say to those of us who could use it, right? What did you do with the first stimulus check? What you do with the second stimulus check that came at the end of last year, beginning this year?
Right.
And now we have a third stimulus check. 3 is a good number.
Yeah.
We should have it by now.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Everybody may not have been in a position to do, quote unquote, the right thing, whatever that is.
Right.
But by this period, unemployment done kicked in real good.
Yep.
Many people was able to get back to work. A whole bunch of folks got their side hustles being their only hustles.
Right. Yeah.
Businesses closing, but they still cooking dinners and sitting.
Right.
Folk been making it work.
Right.
So now let me deal directly with the stimulus. if you didn't do right by it the first time, if you didn't do right by it the second time, then the question is, what are you going to do this time? See, I'm not going to fuss at you for buying whatever you wanted to buy the first time.
Right.
For going splurging the second time.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, what are you going to do this time? Because the thing that I want everybody to know, and I said this last year, remember I did a video and I said, be careful of taking the king's meat.
That's true.
I said that yeah. when the second one was about to come.
Right.
I said, oh yeah, I'm going to take the check just like everybody else, but I'm going to do something different. I'm going to be smart with it. Mm-hmm. So I know one of the things, Brother King, that you wanted to come out today is mm-hmm. what are some things that we could be doing with our stimulus checks?
Exactly. and let me just pause real quick. Don't forget your space right there, doctor, because you're getting ready to jump off into some teaching. And those of you that are passing by on our live audience, this is Reverend Dr. Nate Dunlap. He is the founder and executive director of PRF. And PRF is an institute called Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And here's one thing that I've just kind of jumped off at me about PRF is that possessions, right, resources, and finances. Even on Skid Row, you have one of the three of them. Even on Skid Row, you have one of the three. Now, I'm not saying right. that people on Skid Row could apply some things, but what I am saying is in some walk in your life, you're going to have possessions, you're going to have resources, and you're going to have finances, and it may be combined all three. And so Dr. Dunlap is helping us tonight because he's been on this journey to discuss this, at length, to be the almost the John the Baptist. I just got to get him some camel's hair and wild honey in the wilderness declaring. And I've watched him. Let me be pastoral for a minute. I've watched him as he has reached out to ministries throughout the country and said, listen, man, we love that y'all praise and shout and all that. But there's another component that you got this captive audience. Are you guys discussing possessions, finances, and resources? Are you helping people get prepared? Or is it that we got to do a GoFundMe if there's an unforeseen death? And we've had pastors turn a deaf ear toward the great doctor. So I said, I'm never going to do that. As long as he continues on this mission, I'm going to have him on this platform, and we're going to share that gospel that he has. So he says there's some things that we can do. And I want to hear that, because some people are going to feel like, oh, goodness, doctor, you mean I got to give up my whole stimulus? I think you're going to help us. Help us out, doctor.
All right. So let me go ahead and deal with one of the most controversial ones that's here. So if anybody wants to leave, then, you know, they don't have to seem like,
oh, my goodness. Are you about to do it, doctor?
Yeah, because I don't know how much time we got. So I might as well just go. And I'm going to be pastoral with it.
Right.
Any pastor, religious leader, follower of a religious leader, get your water. Don't spit it out.
It's water, it ain't moonshine, but I'm listening. Oh boy, here y'all go. Strap in, y'all.
Who is telling you that you must tithe from your stimulus check is not and probably cannot give you a biblical foundation for that. Still, I'm going to be pastoral today.
Go ahead, brother.
So what that means is if what I just said has you to pucker up or grab your purse, then all you need to do is go get your justification from here. Don't pull five or six different scriptures, right? We call it proof texting in the academic world, right? Don't go proof texting and bringing six different scriptures that ain't got nothing to do with tithing to make your case. You shouldn't have to make the case, right? What God said about tithing is what God said about tithing. Now, I never tell anybody my position on tithing because I teach on it and I want nobody to hear opinion. I want you to hear book. And so if we can't have that conversation, then stop telling folks that they should be tithing from their stimulus check. Because here's the deal. What have you done to help them to get to a better place through all of this madness from a financial perspective? So if the people that you say you love are in a position of where they need it or they can use it, but nothing has been done, then why are you asking for it? People feel manipulated. And the truth is, when people feel manipulated, they don't give. Now, I'm not saying that somebody should not, with a cheerful heart, give to church or ministries or to the work of Christ that may not be within a ministry or a church. Follow what the Lord is leading you to do. But there's people who don't budget. There's people who are living paycheck to paycheck. There's people who are robbing Peter to pay Paul. So it is disgusting. Disgusting. For somebody to be counting somebody else's chips that one, they did not work for, and somebody's blessing them. So here we go.
Ooh, did y'all hear that? Boy, the doctor
got deep. So if we're going to apply that principle, because this is where we kind of started talking about a week or so ago, right?
Right.
It's all this was coming up. You make sure you give God his. Okay. All right. You go in there, but nobody want to have a conversation with me. So I have it with your audience. When you get $4,000 for pastor anniversary, what do you do with that money? Do you tithe off your pastor anniversary money? Do you tithe off of every dot and tittle? Those things don't happen. I can tell you, I'm in the space. Nah. Matter of fact, I'm going to be very pastoral because being pastoral is telling the truth. There's many of my colleagues that don't even pay taxes on the money they get for preaching.
Right.
And for serving. That's why so many people missed out on the PPP money because they've been getting it under D table money. So under D table means no W-2. Under D table means no 1099. And they've missed great opportunities. So how dare you go after somebody else's money when you could have got your own money? That's not God.
Wow.
That's not God. So yes, I'm encouraging folks who need it. Somebody's asking you for it. Then you ask them to give you something. Nah, don't talk about God loves a cheerful giver. Well, okay, well, I will tithe. So here's what you respond and say. You're right, Pastor. I should tithe off this money. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tithe to CL King Ministries.
Yes, we'll take it.
If it's about a tithe, so then the conversation is probably going to go somewhere else. Well, you're supposed to tithe where you're fed. I'm sorry. Maybe I need to Google that. So,
right.
People keep getting all this other stuff that's not good for building community. So now, here's what I will say about some specific things that can be done, right? Many people do not, I'm not even gonna throw numbers out there.
Right.
Too many people do not have life insurance. Some people could have taken some of that first stimulus check or the second, but now have an opportunity to take the third to make sure that your family members are not crying twice, once because you're gone and second time because there's a funeral bill that has to be paid and they don't have the money to do it. This is an opportunity to go and get life insurance so that burden is not on your rest of your family members. So you don't become, your legacy doesn't become an embarrassment, especially someone who stood up before God's people. Especially someone who says, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You filled with the Holy Ghost, but won't handle your business. That's not a Holy Ghost type of criteria.
So let me ask you before you go on, is life insurance durable? Help people understand. I mean, it's not astronomical to get it, right?
Well, here's the thing. If you're 70 years old, then trying to pay a life insurance premium month after month is probably going to take all your Social Security.
Right.
And it may put you in a bad situation financially.
Right.
But we also know that it costs about $3,500 for a cremation. We also know it's about $9,000 for a funeral. So if you want everybody and you, if Big Mama, if you want everybody to come and see you off and have that big old celebration, then you start putting your chips away. And when you have received something that you weren't expecting to get, mm-hmm. right? When you receive something that you weren't expecting to get, then you have the ability to do something with that.
Right.
Now, if you are 20 years old, come on, man, pay up for a whole year. You're getting $1,400. Take $200 and pay for the whole year.
Right.
That's good stuff. That's the stewardship that the Lord is wanting us to do.
You know,
now listen, let me back that up.
Go ahead.
That's what I just said. When I said the stewardship, that's because you're taking care of and handling your business.
Right.
Bible don't tell you go get life insurance.
Right.
Right. So don't try to come at me with that one. But it's about the stewardship of your possessions, your resources, and your finances, and to make sure that others don't have to deal with your stuff because you didn't handle your business.
Man, you just said something that really is, I know, Greg, very wise. You just said something that really touched me there because I don't like going to funerals. I've had to go, and obviously you have too. I don't like going to them. It's just growing up in Cleveland, funerals were always so sad. But you just said something that was very, very powerful. Having to cry twice. You know, that it's already a devastating time. Me and my wife have even talked about this, and I'm sure you're probably going to get on me because I ain't did it yet, but having my plot already done, you know what I mean? I know people that have already taken care of that piece too, you know, your headstone and all that stuff, you know, just making it so when you depart, it's good. And that truly, I mean, that speaks to those that remain. You know, I won't be here, so it don't matter if y'all put me in a pine box and shovel just a few bales of hay over top of me. But those of you that remain that have to work through some of the situations and circumstances and details, I want to make it so you don't have to cry a second time.
Right. So I love how this flows. You mentioned burial plot. If I told you, those of you who are listening and watching, you should take your stimulus money and you should buy some land. Most people are going to be like, dude, what in the heck am I going to get for $1,400? Well, I can tell you this. If you purchased your burial plot, do you know what you get with that? A deed. Mm. Just like if you purchased a house.
Wow.
A deed. So when we're doing your will, right? And I say, do you have any real estate? You can say, well, I do have this. And they will even make it, I don't mind supporting any specific funeral home because,
right.
But or cemetery, but they will even make it where they will allow you to pay on it monthly.
Wow.
So you can go and get that. Even if you don't want to take your whole $1,400.
Right.
Pay 2 or 3 months up.
Right.
And then pay the $60 or $40 a month. But you actually got something that you can say, I have something.
Right.
As a result of this. Right. See, this system we're in, this money that's coming to us, is so we can stimulate the economy.
Right.
Okay. So the question is, in what manner do you want to stimulate the economy?
Right.
If you want to stimulate the economy, it's not about going out buying sneakers and purses. No.
Right.
That's what they may want you to do, but we have to be smarter than that.
Right.
You got folk hungry. You got folk don't have no place to live. You got folk that don't that walking around with raggedy shoes. Come on.
Right.
We're gonna stimulate the economy now. A funeral plot. That's big.
Yeah.
I did that. I talk about stuff that I've done so that I can stand up there and not be a hypocrite.
Right.
I can't say I've done everything. Now, here's another piece I'm going to throw at you.
Go ahead.
Last year, I don't mind telling my story, man. Last year, when we were getting ready to do these 12 days of kingdom preparedness, and I was seeking God, okay, God, show me how to do some stuff. Somebody that I trusted said, hey, check out this app called Robinhood. Check out this app called Stash. Because we were talking about stocks. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big stock guy, right? I got, but I'm not right. Day trading all that stuff.
Right.
So I got a Robinhood account. And I followed this individual in my circle that was more knowledgeable than me in this area.
Right.
I missed out on some opportunities. One of the biggest ones I missed out on, which I kicked myself enough, I don't do it no more, was Moderna.
Oh, yeah, you missed it, buddy.
Back in April. Oh, hold on. That thing is $37? I ain't paying $37 a share.
Right. You missed it.
Then about a week later, that thing went up to like $40-something. And I was like, well, I definitely ain't buying nothing now. Then now go look at Moderna right now.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are living with Moderna in your bodies.
Right.
You can't miss the opportunities because they don't always come a second time.
Right.
So I mentioned that to say, not to go out and get a Robinhood account. Specifically, I'm not endorsing them. I'm saying there's people that will help you. If you want to find some economical ways, right? I got some Bitcoin. I got D-O-G-E-C-O-I-N. I call it doggy coin. I don't know. Maybe it's called Dodge coin. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It ain't worth hardly nothing right now.
Right.
But neither was Bitcoin.
Neither was Bitcoin.
So since you mentioned about the burial and all, so watch this. What I will do the next time I update my will, which is going to be probably before the end of the month, I'm going to put in my will these 500 shares of doggy coin. And give them to whoever I want to give them to. And I pray that this thing just gets knocked out the park by the time I die in 100 years.
Right.
Where somebody that's my great, great, great grandchild gets this. And it's automatically in this. See, we got to understand wealth. I'm scratching my head now because I guess I'm getting excited.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to understand that there's opportunities for wealth that everybody's not going to want you to be a part of.
Right.
But you got to take it because nobody stopped me from buying that doggone crypto.
Yeah.
Nobody stopped me from buying Moderna. I did that. And so when you get money that you wasn't planning on.
Yeah. Being intentional, man. That's like, you know, buying sneakers and all that is justifiable haphazardness, you know, but mm-hmm. when you start, you gave us the, you know, kind of the first point and I gave the second point, you know, life insurance, look at a burial plot. That's more intentional that, you know, mm-hmm. and you just gave a third point, you know, look at investments. Can you give us another point? Because I know we got probably about, I can go another 15 minutes. What are some other things that people could do that won't quote unquote break the whole stimulus check?
Invest in yourself.
Ooh, that's good.
Over 70% of the people in this country don't even have $1,000 saved up for emergencies.
Right.
Listen, do you know if I was still a congregational pastor, right? And I said to my congregation, listen, I want everybody to take $100 of your stimulus check. Don't give it to us as a tithe. Give it to us meaning give it to the church. So we all are participating 100% in this act of giving. Not to help go increase my raise.
Right.
Not to pay me back paychecks. None of that. Let's just put it up into a storehouse. Let's put it over here so that we can save up something.
Right.
And you can save up something. Let me tell you how this could work. And somebody, listen, I don't care if somebody does it. There's no more land that God is probably going to create upon this earth that we live on.
That's right.
The ones who have the land have the control.
They do.
You could talk crypto all day long, but the ones who have the land have the wealth.
They do.
We can come together and pull our money, whether it's your church, my ministry, and go and make strategic purchases of land. So that when it comes time for people needing and wanting houses, we got land. When we want people want to create things for people who are coming out of prison,
right?
And they can't afford $400 a week, but they got to have a place to stay. So they, since they don't have a place to stay, they got to stay in. If they're, we don't, we got to do this.
Right.
So pooling our money is the next thing. Mm. Let's pool our money.
That's a great idea. Never, I don't think I've heard that before, Greg. Have you heard that? I mean, that's, I've heard it under a, maybe under a different, you know, give to the building fund kind of thing, but you know, that's funny. Let me just interject. I ain't trying to hit nobody, but man, some of them building funds that's been going on, I ain't seen the first shovel of dirt turned over on these building funds. They've been going on for like 40 years. What is the building fund for? I don't know.
That's a whole nother conversation.
I ain't gonna get you in trouble on that, because people that can't be messing with the sacred cow, the building fund. So,
but we can do it. We can do it. I want to encourage us, right? And the truth is, the pastors who haven't done and thought about like that probably can't pull it off. So maybe you need to bring me in,
right? Right.
To help create this atmosphere where people trust to be able to do it. If you can't do that, you're not operating as an Acts 2 church.
Right. That's really the way the church started, brother. Yes, sir. 100%.
You're just not. So I want us to do better. I believe God wants us to do better as well. And he's giving us another opportunity. And watch this. Not just the stimulus check. Right? Do stuff for your children.
Yeah.
With the stimulus check. Oh. Not just buy them what they want.
Right.
Our children are far behind because of coronavirus.
They are.
Our educational system is sucking wind all over the country.
Yeah.
Every child doesn't learn virtual. I don't teach virtual as a college professor, right?
Right.
So there's things that we need to be doing to invest in our children with the money that we may not have been able to do it.
Right.
Yeah,
you're right. And you know, when you talk about investing in that, in that capacity, you made it very, very clear that this has been, that's why I got my commencement speech ready for the class of 2021, because this has been one of the most affected classes in our lifetime, brother. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And we've asked them to, you know, there's been some mornings over the past year, doctor, where I go in there and I see the boys. And I see them just, you know, turned over in the bed with their laptops on their chest. And I'm just like, you know what, guys, I'm just going to leave you alone, because I'm not in that environment. You know, I had the privilege of going to school the traditional way we go to school. And some have mm-hmm. argued that, well, you know, maybe we need to rethink the way we educate our kids and blah, blah, blah. That might be good if you have a natural disaster or you got a hurricane or whatever. But I don't, and you, this is just kind of a sidebar, but do you think we could shift the national education model in such a dramatic way where kids will start, you know, because everybody says, well, they're always on their phone and they're always this, that, and the other, but there's just some other components about being in the building that just you can't replicate on a computer.
Well, let me share this about this real quick. I know time is running.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to say the name, but there's a particular franchise that will all but ensure our young people are able to clearly and exceedingly compete on a global market. The franchise that I'm talking about, I'm not going to say the name, but it's about $30,000. Now you think about this. You got 200 folk in your church, all getting stimulus checks. You can't put $30,000 to create and purchase a franchise that's geared towards children that will also create jobs and make your children to be better positioned to take care of your old butt later on down the road, who don't have insurance right now, who don't have a savings, who's refinanced their home 4 and 5 times, so you're almost upside down. We got to invest in our children.
Yeah,
I'm looking for other folks that's like, listen, let's go ahead and do this. Let's do this. The money's there.
Right.
There's no excuse. None.
All right. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get 2 more tips out of the doctor before he starts charging me for this interview. I'm on with Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. He's the founder and executive director of the PRF Institute, Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And I would love for you to connect with him at PRFinstitute.org. He truly is been, you know, I call him the doctor of preparedness, but he's been the John the Baptist. You know, he's been declaring, hey man, listen, just a little stitch in time saves 9. Just get prepared. And the cool thing about it is I'm not just having a guest on that is just speaking to the wind, but you can connect with Dr. Dunlap. Your organization can connect, your church can connect. And Dr. Dunlap has a virtual platform. He has an in-person opportunity, whatever works for him, if you got a congregation or a group of folks that want to go to this level of preparedness, I want you to hook up with Dr. Dunlap. You can also call him at 267-437-7999. And again, that's PRFinstitute.org. And so Dr. Dunlap, give us a couple more, brother, because I don't want people to say that, well, he just covered the hard stuff. Give us a couple more, man, because what you spoke on was good. I mean even from the perspective of saving, you said most people don't have $1,000 saved up. I use this little app on my phone called Capital. And they ain't writing me no check, so I just, because I use it, I can say it. It just rounds up my purchases. I don't ever miss it, bro. And I look at the end of the year and I'm like, oh, it's Christmas for everybody this year, y'all. If you swear off of it, you know, if you leave it alone. And so saving is, you know, that's a good element too. You know, put some away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 2 more, doctor, go ahead.
Here's something I really want everybody to think about.
Mm-hmm.
What is our dollar backed by? Gold.
Right.
I've been in some conversations lately, so I'm kind of putting it out there. I know everybody's not going to watch it, so I'm good. From my perspective, my channel, right? Gold backs the dollar. The dollar is not the way that it used to be.
Right.
From a global perspective. We have to be able to have things that puts us into a position to have different types of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
See, your conversation is different when you're talking to somebody about gold, because everybody's getting $1,400.
Right.
You ain't done nothing special. Matter of fact, you ain't done nothing for it.
Right.
But when you can have a conversation with me and say, I'm buying ounces of gold, I'm buying grams of gold, grams of silver. That just piques somebody's interest. Like, never thought about that. Exactly. And there's people who don't want you to ever think about that.
Ooh. Wow.
Never want you to think about it.
Right.
They want you focusing on this paper that ain't worth the paper, the money that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
they'd rather you focus on that. They know that. I'll go here. I know you have a diverse audience, but they know, and we know, that our dollars don't stay within our communities for any good period of time.
Right.
Yeah. We know that. As soon as it comes, it goes out. So right. We have to try to contain some things. Consider gold. consider silver. That means you're going to have to let somebody educate you, right? Because you can go get hooked up with some crazy stuff. But if Dr. Dunlap is telling you that maybe Dr. Dunlap has some resources that can help you in this area. And if I'm recommending this for you to look at, then you may say, I pretty much can guarantee Dr. Dunlap probably got some for himself or he's about to get some.
Right.
So watch this. The same way that I thought of, that I mentioned about us pulling our money to save. So here's the, here it is. We can also pull our money to purchase.
Ah, yeah.
So think about just from a basic thing. If all of us go to Walmart to go grocery shopping, 10 of us, we're spending more money collectively than if we went to Sam's or one person went to Sam's to get items and then we separated them.
Right.
These are the things in these very strategic moves that people are making and have been making for years that helps them to get ahead. Last thing I'll say, this is another one. Make an attempt with your stimulus check to do right by somebody who you have not done right by financially.
Ooh. Now that's
make an attempt to do right by somebody. It could be a creditor. Mm. It could be your child's mother, right? You ain't paid child support in a minute. You know it. Right? Right, you back on your stuff. Listen, it happens. Trust me. But it could be that could be somebody you messed over on at the church. But make a concerted effort to make something right with somebody who you didn't do the right thing by financially. You got folks sitting up there with $19 collections on their credit reports. Make it right.
Yeah.
Just take one step. And watch God do the rest.
Ooh, boy. That one, I'm glad we waited to the end for that one. That one was absolutely a grand slam. Just make an attempt. Take a step to do right. And you know, you talk about, wasn't that good, man? Yeah, like you know, think about, Greg says payback. Yeah, you owe me some money, Greg. I want my money back, G.
And make sure you tie it. When you get it, Brother King, yeah, make sure you tie it to the PRF.
Now hold on, man. I'm that Ethiopian eunuch. I got to go. I need somebody to teach me. Yeah, and you man, that's so good. We have taken the strategic, and we've also looked at the human and humanity piece. That last one is like, okay, man. You know, if you got over, or you done got something in collections, or you owe somebody some money that, like a landlord. Yeah, like a landlord, right. They gave it in good faith. They gave you a break or whatever. Man, it's not time to go get ghost. He told us in all these tips and all these steps tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't exhaust your whole $1,400. If you did every one of them, you probably could still have a couple hundred in the bank. Mm-hmm. Because I'll be honest with you, doctor, I don't think there's going to be, and let's just pray that we don't need another one. I don't think there's going to be another stimulus rolling around. And
I hope we don't.
I hope we don't need one, brother. I hope.
No, I hope we don't get one.
Oh,
that's the difference. I hope we don't get one. Let me tell you, and I know we got to go.
Go ahead, man.
I hope we do not get another stimulus.
Right. Right.
Because we have to do it. And I'm talking about us. We have to do our part as the church.
Right.
So we can't keep allowing this to be a crutch for us not doing our part as the church to make sure we're living in communion with one another and teaching God's principles to do things the right way to get people positioned.
Wow.
Think about it. The moratorium on evictions and foreclosures.
Yes.
Folks are like, oh, I ain't gonna worry about paying because I ain't got, they can't put me out. Eventually it's going to be over and there's not going to be a moratorium.
Right.
Then you're going to have folk coming to the church or putting on Facebook pray or talking about their landlord like their landlord is crap. No, you crap.
Right.
Because you done got three checks and you ain't get your landlord hardly nothing. I know this for a fact.
Oh, I do too. And you and I
know it for a fact.
Yeah. You and I have a
do right.
Yeah.
Do right by them because they got to eat too. You can't never, listen, this is my last statement. The way you treat your lenders as the borrower will determine how many people will never become the lender themselves.
Ooh, boy, that's powerful. Well, listen, you said that was going to be your last statement, but I'm making you make another statement. I want you to give us a close out to all of our listeners. Dr. Dunlap is, like I said, I told you he was the doctor of preparedness. I that's why I can't bring him on every week, because boy, this ain't Infamil, y'all. This he gave it to us in small chunks, but it ain't Infamil. And I think I'm pretty financially savvy. It's just like, man, he just spoke some stuff that, like, man, I need to go back and reevaluate my own portfolio. So Dr. Dunlap, give us a word of advice and encouragement. I do this for every guest, and this is a special episode. So close us out with your final thoughts and words of encouragement.
I'll be brief. My final thoughts are really simple. God has so much for us. He is waiting to bless our socks off. He is waiting to heal our land. Well, the truth of the matter is, there's some things that we have to do. There's some things that you have to do as an individual. Let's just get to work. It is not as easy as it always seems. Ask the participants of our poverty redux. Some of them like, nah, I don't really like that he just said that. Yeah, but we're gonna have to deal with that. So the truth is, when you have people that are designed, anointed, and appointed by God to be able to help you, take the help, because the situation that we're in is nothing but a wilderness, and God will have us in this wilderness period for however long we need to be there. Our task is to come out of the wilderness period into a better place. Now you got two choices. You can either come out of the wilderness, or you can die in the wilderness. The desire, just like with the children of Israel, was not for them to die in the wilderness. But if God has to raise up a new generation that won't complain, that will do the things that needs to be done, then at least be in that generation. So that's it, brother.
Well, listen, man, I tell you what, I wish we had the applause button, because that was very, very powerful. Thank you, Dr. Dunlap. Dr. Dunlap,
thank you.
Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr., the founder and executive director of PRF Institute. If you'd like to get more tips and more, get yourself on the road, I would love for you to connect with Dr. Dunlap. It's prfinstitute.org. You can also find him on social media. He's all over the place. He's the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. And he's also the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity. And Dr. Dunlap, we will do this again, as you know, and hopefully we won't have to do it under the banner of a stimulus. We'll do it just to get people involved and activated and continue to educate. We thank you for being a voice in the wilderness, and we appreciate your ministry, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. God bless.
All right. So look, and when I get that check in, brother, I'll be sure to tithe to PRF. All right.
I want a double tithe.
Yeah, that's right. That's somewhere in the Bible, right? Hey, God bless you, Dr. Dunlap. We'll talk again soon, brother.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Peace. So ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. on this special edition of Impacting Life 24/7. I told you it was going to be meat, and man, please, please hook up with Dr. Dunlap, prfinstitute.org. And when I look at those areas, man, that they talk about, their life-changing courses, you know, financial healing. There is healing from bad financial decisions. Stewardship. You know, talking about stewardship in the practical principle. Refuse to give out of ignorance. He talked about tonight. He stepped on some toes tonight with the law or love of in tithing. And the will or will you not be prepared. Credit and debt. They are first cousins. And planning and savings are next door neighbors. Man, if you just do a little bit though, man, that's what I loved about what we talked about tonight. You know, when that little saying that says a stitch in time saves nine, it's like, okay, you ain't got to do all nine stitches. If you see a small tear, then just do one. and fix that stitch. Don't put it off. Just fix it. Just sew it. Because if you leave it, over time, you won't realize how much that thing has grown, and you might not have enough string. You might not have enough thread for 9 stitches if you had to just did the one. You know, we had a guy on last night, Chris DT, brother, amazing story, got contracted the flesh-eating wound just because of a change in environment. All it was a sunrise and a sunset changed his whole life. You know, he scraped his hand on the garage door and utterly altered his life, man. I mean, after 16 skin grafts and surgeries, all because of just one thing. And it wasn't his fault. It wasn't even a thing to think about. You know, all of us have scraped and bumped ourselves and we just keep on getting it. But that one particular circumstance for him changed his whole life. Changed his whole life. And your life can change in a moment. Your life can be turned upside down in a mere mortal moment. And Dr. Nate Dunlap helped us see, man, look, go get a generator. You know, if you got, some of y'all got big families, and you know, you're going to get 3 or 4 stimulus checks in, you know, for whatever, 1,400 times 4 or 5. Go get a generator. Check your life insurance policy. Put some money away. Talk to Dr. Dunlap about gold and silver. Man, investment. Pay off your creditors, right? Get your credit score up. You know, I'm a living testament, man. If you stay in the grind and you continue to do right and you make the hard decisions where, hey man, I can't go out to eat this month, this year, and you stick to the plan and become very intentional instead of haphazard, you'll see that credit score go up. I mean, my daughter just entered into the credit world. Mariah, the substitute teacher, man, her credit score is booming. I was like, man, I wish I had a credit score that high at 21 years old. She can go out here and buy anything she wants. Now I just continue to advise her. Pay, put away, save. And Dr. Dunlap really, really helped us tonight. Yeah, it was fun, Dr. Dunlap. Yeah, we pulled on you, man. We didn't let you off the hook. We had to pull on you tonight, man. And Dr. Dunlap brought the pain, brought the heat, brought the healing. And we very much appreciate him. I appreciate his friendship, and he's a great man, even if he was in the Army. We still love him. So we'll be back here tomorrow night to close out the week on our regularly scheduled podcast. Of course, our podcast is Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you guys for joining us, and thanks for those that listen to our podcast from coast to coast and around the world for helping continue to make Impacting Life 24/7 a special place. If you'd like to become a sponsor, very, very simple. Go to clkingspeaker.com, scroll down to the bottom, and there's 3 ways that you can become a sponsor. All right, we really appreciate you. Hope that you have a great evening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night.